But first, profoundly sad news that broke today. Waterford Rally driver Craig Breen has died in a crash this morning. The news was confirmed by his Hyundai Motorsport team today. Breen was participating in a pre-test event ahead of Croatia Rally when the incident happened at approximately 11 a.m. Irish time. His co-driver, James Fulton, was unharmed. Hyundai Motorsport sends its sincerest condolences to Craig's family, friends and his many fans, a statement read. Breen had rejoined Hyundai for the new World Rally Championship season, having spent a year with the M Sport Ford World Rally Team. The 33-year-old finished second to Altanac at Rally Sweden in February in his first WRC start of the season. On Twitter, the World Rally Championship said, "The WRC family is shocked and saddened to learn of Craig Breen's passing. Our thoughts and condolences are with the family and friends of Craig at this incredibly sad time." Motorsport Ireland said that Breen never forgot his Irish roots and was continually affording opportunities to those wishing to pursue a career in rallying. Motorsport Ireland president Aidan Harper said the Irish motorsport community is numbed by this tragic news. Craig was a world-class driver and a world-class person. To Craig's family, his parents Ray and Jackie, his sister Kelly, brother-in-law Dara and nephew Bobby, I wish to extend my deepest condolences and all our thoughts remain with Craig's co-driver James Fulton. May they all find the strength and support they need at this unimaginably tragic time. FAI President Mohammed bin Salim also paid tribute. On behalf of the FIA, I extend sincere condolences to the family and friends of Craig Breen following his passing during a private testing accident. Our thoughts and prayers are with his loved ones and the rally community at this difficult time. Formula One said the Formula One community is sending our thoughts and love to Craig Breen's family and friends. So we are now joined by John Kenny from RT Sport, who has extensively covered the sport both home and abroad for many, many years. But first, let's hear from a 2020 interview Craig Breen did here in the Game On studio after Hyundai signed him for a World Rally Championship drive in Sweden.
Yeah, it's a big step. It's a really big step towards my future. And the fact that the team have put their confidence in us again going forward, definitely, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence. And, you know, I really think that if we can get a good result in Sweden and any other opportunities, any other rallies that they will give us throughout the year, I think we can get back onto this thing full-time again. And that's, I want to be a world champion, you know. There's never been a world rally champion from Ireland. There's never been a rally driver from Ireland that's ever been on the podium. So I've ticked a lot of the things off the bucket list. I've been the first to do a lot of them, but obviously I would very, very dearly like to be a world champion, as I think any aspiring athlete, you know, in their sport would like to do.
So what do you need to do to achieve that dream?
It's a very complicated and sometimes corrupt way to make it up the ladder. You know what I mean? Like I was saying before, I can't go into the garden and practice. You know, it's not as if, you know, at school age I can go out in the back and, you know, and practice and get better. I was very, very fortunate that, first of all, I had a family that was willing to support me up to a certain extent through karting and whatever else. And I've had a lot of sponsors and backers and from, you know, Irish companies, Irish people to, you know, far and abroad people have you know, pushed me and got me up to where I am. I won a lot of different scholarships. Until I was 11, I won the junior World Rally Championship. It was €500,000 prize money. It evaporated very quickly, let it be known. It got me onto the next season. Until I was in 12, I was world champion in WRC2, which is the step below the main WRC. I got a contract with Peugeot, done a couple of years in European Championship, got a contract with Citroën, done a couple of years in the World Championship, and I've just been kind of leapfrogging, and you're surviving every year. You know, every Christmas and New Year's is a bit daunting, unless you've got a two or three year contract. But when you're at the end of your contract, you're just grasping at every straw that you can, trying to get the next year going. So it's a tough sport. Mentally, it's an extremely, extremely tough sport because your whole world can stop very quickly.
You yourself had to deal with some tragedy in the past. Your friend passed away before. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, that was tough. You know, I was only a young lad then, 22 years of age. And I had the same co-driver from day one of my rallying career, Gareth Roberts, little Welshman. Little by every sense of the word, he was tiny. But we were doing a rally in Sicily around the European Championship and doing quite well. And unfortunately, we left the road and the barriers, the AMCO barrier system in Sicily was quite outdated. And unfortunately, Garrett was killed immediately. So tough for a young lad and very much young, head on young shoulders at that point. You know, this whole rallying world was just all about, you know, driving fast cars and, you know, living dreams and whatnot. And suddenly it was a big, big reality check. So, but look, I had a lot of very, very nice people around me. You know, my family first and foremost, a lot of close friends. And I got back into rally car within, you know, I think it was 10 days or a fortnight. I got back and managed to win what would have been the second world title that same year then. So I know no different, you know. I remember the night that the accident happened, you know, obviously grieving deeply for losing my absolute best friend. But grieving, I won't say equally as much, but seriously grieving for losing my sport, because I thought it was common practice that, you know, something that happens, you know, you have to stop. And I remember, you know, talking to my dad on the phone that night and saying, you know, I'm devastated for losing Garrett, I can't believe I've lost what my whole life is directed, you know, was directed to at this point. And he's, you know, that's you don't have to stop, you know, it's not as if society will presume that that's the next natural step. So at that point, I decided, no, I can't stop this. I don't know anything different. I can't go and work in an office. You know, I'll drive the thing into the ground if I'm let loose at something like that. You know, my passion and my dream and everything about me is driving a rally car. So,
and I'm sure that's what he would have wanted as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he wanted. He wanted to go to the top as well. And I just thought, you know, the best way to push both of our dreams on is to, you know, get back on the bandwagon and have a go at it. And we're still here, you know what I mean, nearly 10 years later. So it's not often that kids get to really live their dreams. You know, kids are young age, they want to do something, they set their eyes on something, you know, astronauts or firemen or whatever it is. I never for one second wanted anything else or anything different. So to have the chance to be at the absolute pinnacle of what you've wanted to do since you're a child, it's something that you have to be, you know, incredibly thankful for. And you know, a lot of the people get lost in the whole world, get lost in the whole professional side of it and sport side of it and competitive side of it. But sometimes you have to come out of the bubble and go, wow, like this is, you know, there's computer games, there's kids at home playing this on a computer game and, you know, someone's paying you a salary to go and do it. It's really, really incredible. And it's something that I'm very, very proud of.
That was Craig Breen speaking to Marie Crowe here in the Game On studio in 2020 and speaking so elegantly, and he always spoke so perfect, even when on media duty, whatever the occasion was. As I mentioned, John Kenny joins us now. And John, tragic news that many people across motorsport are still coming to terms with. You would have gotten to know Craig over the years, and I suppose are very well placed to perhaps tell us the sort of character that Craig Breen was.
It's quite open in that interview with Marie there. He'd be quite guarded a lot of the other times. He was racing in, don't forget, in only one of two manufacturers in the World Championship, which are Toyota and Hyundai. The other one's a semi-work sport team, that is M Sport Ford, which he raced last year. It didn't work out for him. He had a great result in Monte Carlo, finished in third place, and then the season kind of unravelled. So he was back with Hyundai this season, having been with them on a part-time basis about 3 years ago. He's been, as you said, to-ing and fro-ing a lot of the times over his career, but that's just the nature of the beast, I suppose, in that circumstances, because there's so few drives and it's difficult to retain one. But he got another eight drives this year around eight drives, along with Danny Sordo, the Spanish driver. This was his second one, coming up in Rally Croatia, having finished second to Otanic in his opening round in Sweden. So things were gearing up nicely. James Fulton, obviously, is his new co-driver. We must actually say our condolences particularly to Paul Nagel and to James as well. But Paul Nagel was his previous co-driver, and he'll be absolutely devastated. I sent a message to Paul. Obviously, he hasn't returned a call or anything today, but saying, I can't get my head around this. And I would say at this stage, neither could Paul, but Paul Nagel.
I think many people can't really get their head around this. It was such shocking news that reached us this morning and around lunchtime. Racing was in the family when it came to Craig Breen, with following in his father's footsteps as well, John.
Yeah, Ray Breen, national rally champion. Then Craig started karting first, and then went rallying, but he was actually a co-driver for a couple of years before. In 2006 he took over, 2008 I should say, he took over rallying. Since then he's got multiple awards. He won two junior world championships. 1 year, 2019, he had no drive at all, so he decided to compete in the Irish Tarmac Rally Championship, and boy were they glad to see him, because there was a championship that was on a bit of a wane, As soon as Craig came back, the place was absolutely buzzing. People came out from nowhere to try and beat him. They couldn't. He blitzed the whole season and won the championship. But the championship has grown ever since then because of his involvement. He turned up with the likes of the Killarney Rally of the Lakes and would drive last year in particular. He drove Frank Mara's old Sierra Cosworth. A beautiful car, sight to behold it was. And he even dressed in the same manner. His suit, boiler suit or racing suit, was exactly the same as Frank Mara's. And they actually hit something, broke glass, and his jacket flew out the window. And all he was concerned about was getting Frank's jacket back because he was so devastated about the loss. Eventually he did, but that shows the kind of character he is. He was a driver that dreamed of driving in the World Championship when he was a kid. There's some amazing shots of him watching Frank Marr, late Frank Marr, compete down the years as a kid standing on the side of the road. And he had no interest in football, rugby, soccer, tennis, you name it. All he wanted to do was drive a car. So a fan, an anorak, became a World Rally Championship driver. Sadly, we'll see no more of him.
He was hugely respected and equally as popular, it seems, a figure on the circuit, John.
Yeah, that's one thing. He brought that kind of Irish positivity and the, as they call it, the crack with him. And he would surround himself with a lot of Irish people. No, not that he would surround himself. They would surround him. They'd go to his tent, and there was cups of coffee and biscuits and tea and always being thrown out. He always wanted a cup of tea. First thing he did, as soon as he got into service, cup of tea, cup of tea, cup of tea. And that's all he really wanted, to get himself back together again. We'd do a couple of interviews with him and send him on his merry way. Nobody would bother him. They'd say, hi, how are you? They know exactly, Irish motorsport fraternity, the rallying people in particular, just how dangerous a sport this is and how it's proved to be, and sadly with the loss of Craig Breen today. But they'll be devastated. We're all devastated by this. Craig Breen won't now get the chance to, A, win a World Rally Championship round, or indeed his lifelong dream, to be a world champion.
I notice a lot of tributes pouring in, and understandably so. And one of the quotes was, whenever he got the chance, Craig still continued to compete at local events in Ireland and in recent months support younger drivers. Earlier this year, a sponsorship deal was announced that would see him directly supporting the Junior 1000 category within the Sligo Pallets Forest Rally Championship. And as recently as last Tuesday, he attended a J1000 tuition day where 18 young drivers got to meet and learn from their hero. I mean, that sums up the humble nature of Craig and the fact he was a supreme role model.
He was, yeah, for young rally drivers, and in credit to Motorsport Ireland as well. They've set up a Motorsport Ireland Academy for which young rally drivers and co-drivers, and indeed male and female and circuit racers, can get involved in programs of fitness and things like that. That wasn't there in Craig's day. Craig, though, did win the Billy Coleman Award for the Young Rally Driver of the Year. So he was bringing something back into the sport, but they were kind of just an aside. That's the kind of things he would do anyway, and he didn't really talk about it. He just went off and did it. Didn't make any big deal of it. His main priority really was sitting behind the wheel of a car and trying to win a world championship round. A couple of second places, a couple of thirds as well. But sadly, that elusive win, well, it's not going to happen now, is it?
No, unfortunately not. An extremely sad news, as I mentioned there. John Kenny, thank you very much for taking the call and to discuss the career and life of Craig Breen. Craig certainly was a model competitor and I suppose no greater advocate for Irish motorsport. Our thoughts and condolences go to all of Craig's friends and family and everyone in the sport, of course.